This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A trio of new disability rights measures have been signed into law, and advocates say they'll push for much bigger changes in the coming years. CPR's Benta Berglund.
One new law requires insurance companies to pay for specialized prosthetic devices to help young people participate in sports. Another makes it easier to file a disability discrimination lawsuit. The state is also setting up a task force to study a range of accessibility concerns. Democratic Representative David Ortiz sponsored the legislation.
Making sure that we're not just creating access in government, but in the outdoors and in housing.
Ortiz is Colorado's first lawmaker to use a wheelchair and says the task force will come up with a slate of policies to move forward at the statehouse. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations remain relatively low and are nearly unchanged from last week. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Colorado hospitals report just over 100 people are hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's up one person from last week and well below the most recent peak of nearly 450 cases last November. Most utilities tracking the virus in wastewater show decreasing or flat levels. Most variants sampled are of the fast-spreading XBB variety. People are still dying from COVID-19, but at far lower levels than earlier in the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's been a stormy afternoon in Denver. Nearly 200 flights have been delayed at DIA. Some incoming flights were diverted around storms, including a Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner out of London. That flight where shows were diverted to Pueblo. This is CPR News.